Welcome to the Leash on Life program here on KJAN. Brett Johnson in studio with you, joined this week by Andrea Ferrier with the Atlantic Animal Shelter. Andrea, how are you doing today?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on the show.
Very good to hear. So last week I heard you guys were full over at the animal shelter. How'd you guys do this past week?
You know, I am so grateful that people came in and we got animals adopted. It's good for the animals. It's good for the people who've found new companions. So I'm pleased to say we're not full. Now, there's always a need for people to come adopt animals, but we're no longer full, and that's great.
So I suppose we can get right into it. Do you want to tell us about some of the animals that you have available for adoption?
Sure. There are 10 animals available for adoption right now at the shelter, mostly cats. We have 7 cats available. So if you're looking for, you know, it's getting cooler. This is the time when people start thinking about the winter ahead. And there's nothing that makes a winter evening better than having a cat curled up on your lap, in my opinion, you know. So we have a senior male. He's a neutered male. He's pure white, real sweet, real beautiful guy. He's very calm. He's an older gentleman cat, maybe 10, 11 years old, still got plenty of years ahead of him. He's been declawed in the front, and he'd make a really good companion animal for someone who just wants somebody calm. Then we have 3 adult cats. Memmi is a neutered male. He's 6 years old. He's gray striped, kind of fluffy, real sweet. We've got Mama. She's the one who had all the kittens earlier, and they all found homes, and then Mama's still there. She's white and cream colored. She's kind of lonely. I mean, here she had all these kittens she could love and give her attention to. She's really looking for somebody to give her attention to. And Punky is a calico female. She comes with all of her vet records. You can tell she's been well cared for. She's up to date on all of her shots. She's been spayed. She's beautiful, and she is super friendly, sweet, outgoing. This would be a real nice friend for someone who's looking for a friend in their life. And then there are also 3 kittens. There are 2 kittens that came in about maybe 6 months old. One's gray and one's striped. And then there's a younger, maybe 8-week-old, real little one, a female calico. So if you're looking for a cat, we've got everything from little kittens all the way up to calm senior males. And any of them would make good companion animals. And as for dogs, we've had quite a few dogs get adopted in the last week, which is just wonderful. There is a female yellow lab. She's been spayed. They actually found her downtown, and who knows, this might be your dog. If you're listening and you've lost your dog, please check out the animal shelter. But she's been made available. She's been through the 7-day waiting period, and because of that, she's been made available for adoption. She's very sweet, kind of a short, cute lab mix, yellow lab mix. And then there's Toby. You know, we had 2 male dogs about a year old that came in together. One was black and white, one was brown and white. We assumed maybe they were brothers. Well, the brown and white one got adopted. So Toby is there. He's a male. He's about a year old. Just, you know, sweet, cute, funny. He'd make a great farm dog, a great town dog, any of those things. So if you're looking for a guy like that, he's a good fit for you. And then as for puppies, we have 1 adoptable puppy right now. Her name is Nikita, and she's a basset hound mix. She's brindle colored. She's got the long basset ears and the cute short basset legs. And she is a sweetheart. If I was a dog person, if we were a dog family and our schedules allowed, this would be our dog. She's adorable. So, but that's not for us. We're cat people in our house, but she is really ready to make someone a great pet. She's great with kids. She's great with cats. She's just a real sweet dog, ready to be a good companion. So those are the ones that we have available right now. And just an update for those of you who've listened in the past several weeks. I know I've talked a lot about Red, that senior dog, the coonhound. He has been found by his owners. They didn't realize he was there and finally said, hey, it never hurts to check. They hadn't given up on good old Red. Turns out his name is Buddy. But they came on down to the shelter and found him, and there was quite a joyous reunion. So I would encourage you, if you've lost a pet, this should be the first place you should look.
Now, when it comes to adopting the animals, what kind of costs are we looking at?
Well, it's super affordable, especially when you're considering that this is more than just an animal. This is a companion, a friend. You know, that's what pets can, they serve great purposes in people's lives. And to adopt a cat is $10. To adopt a dog is $25. The only other cost on top of that Of course, you have to spay and neuter them and get them, you know, all the regular vet care you would want for your pet anyway. But when you consider that a lot of people go out and spend a lot of money on animals that have maybe more pedigree, but certainly no more personality, this is really a great deal.
Perfect. Okay. And how can people get in contact with you guys at the animal shelter?
Well, we are on the corner of Sunnyside and 2nd on the northwest edge of town, right with the wastewater plant. The hours are 2:30 to 5:30 on Monday through Friday, or on Saturday mornings from 8 to noon. You can give us a call at 243-2287. And I might also mention, you know, you can find these animals' pictures and information and connect with the shelter on Facebook at Atlantic Animal Shelter or on petfinder.com.
Andrea, thanks so much for joining us this week. And make sure you stop on by the Atlantic Animal Shelter. As you heard, lots of great pets available that could use a great new home.
Thanks very much.